travel to many parts of the nation to speak to a variety of groups during the year. I often share the story of a gentleman I interviewed several years ago at a grocery store. I must admit, if more of us put his simple steps into daily practice, we'd have more friends and more business we'd know what to do with. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Fred Morris worked as a reporter for the Kansas City Times before he came to Maryville, Missouri. Today, he is a greeter at the Maryville Hy-Vee. As you'll hear in a moment, he's not your average greeter. There's a good chance if you meet Fred once, he'll remember you forever.
As a reporter, that just sort of honed in that skill of being able to remember a face and a name and a town. So that when a customer walks in, if they mention any town, my brain immediately goes back to, when was I there and who did I meet? And then I strike up a conversation, and the next thing you know, sometimes a customer that was a total stranger suddenly becomes someone that remembers me and I remember them.
His days begin long before he greets people at the front of the store.
I clock in at 9 a.m. However, I'm here at the store at 5:30 every morning. I grab every newspaper on the rack, then I go upstairs with the papers and I read them cover to cover. And then when I'm done reading all of those papers, I go on the internet and read the Denver Post, the Wall Street Journal, New York Times.
As a journalist, Fred enjoys reading the papers, but there is a deeper reason behind his devotion.
If you read every inch of a newspaper, including the photo cut lines, then you will recognize that person when they come in the store, if it's a local newspaper. Then, by reading all of these newspapers on a daily basis, my goal is to be able to converse with every man, woman, and child on any subject.
He often cuts out photos and stories about his customers and shares them on their next visit.
The reason I do that is because I care about the customer. It's not just you're spending money with me. It's you're part of my family and I'm part of yours.
More with a Hall of Famer in the world of customer relations and life itself. Next time, as we travel the countryside in Maryville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.